What is it saying?
Yes. I just would like to see the bank I see on the road. I didn't hear a thing. And I won't tell you when I bring my own roundup over and spray it around this building.
Believe me, I volunteered to do the thing, you know, get backpack spray, I'll go, you know, but I guess several still
great spray.
Somebody's telling me, I'm not just, no, don't be doing that. God, all of a sudden, grass dies along the fence.
Somebody poured vinegar on it.
Right, you know nothing about it.
How do we know?
Well, we used to do guardrails and stuff, so we have to do it. I know Susan Lewis, and, well, she was hired.
Not Sarah, Susan.
So I think that she, I don't know, I thought it was because she said she would hire her representative.
Am I right, Matt?
She might be able to actually do it. But that still doesn't get us the grounds. I mean, it would be okay, you know, if she's old, she can do that too.
All right, it's 5 after.
Yep. I guess I do that. At least it's on?
I do not know. It doesn't sound like they're on.
I guess we're gonna start this.
Yep. I don't think I do either.
I don't either. I've been told I don't. But he needs it, like, in his throat.
Maybe if I pinch him, it'll make his voice come out harder.
Just, I can talk loud if I have to.
Is it on? Turn it on now.
No, no.
Are you sure?
It says it's on.
Yeah,
guess I'll call the organizational meeting to order. Begin with the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
We already did the
minutes. We've already done them.
Okay, I'll make a motion to appoint Linda Burhaney as chairman first year. Need a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 I'll make a motion to appoint Roy Gregg vice chairman for 1 year.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 So I make a motion to reappoint Noel Silverston, I'm sorry, Syverston, as zoning inspector. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. At this time, we don't have a zoning secretary, so we can't appoint one, but if anybody has anybody that might be interested in helping us out in that way, have them give us a call. And because we can't have Sharon having to do that and not being compensated for it. So I've got some feelers out. I have somebody in mind that might be good, but I'm waiting to hear back on that. I would like to make a motion to set reimbursement of $50 per meeting for both the zoning boards. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'm making a motion that the zoning commission meet 8 times for the year. The dates will be set by the zoning commission. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Which one of you seconded?
Rich. I make a motion to appoint John Brown to the zoning commission for a 5-year term commencing January 1st, 2026. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We actually do need somebody for the Board of Zoning Appeals. The person who was up to be reappointed declined. So if you guys know of anybody, have them get in touch with us so we can get that board fully appointed. You want to do the next one?
I'll do the same.
What?
Do the
cemetery
one?
Sexton?
Oh, the cemetery sexton? Okay, I'll make a motion to reappoint Jennifer Gregg, cemetery sexton, with an hourly rate of $8.45, a 2.5% raise.
I'll second.
All in favor?
All right, call the roll, please, on this one.
Okay, poll of vote. Roy Gregg?
I abstain.
Linda Barani?
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt?
Aye.
I make a motion to reappoint Jeremy, whose last name I cannot pronounce.
Sidlowski,
is that correct?
Sidlowski.
Thank you. As the web coordinator with a yearly stipend of $1,025. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I make a motion to set fiscal office assistant Christy Milo's hourly rate at $18.25. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I move that we reappoint Sarah, how does Sarah pronounce her last name? Jusco? With a weekly rate of $75 for cleaning the community room, $50 for the road garage, then a biweekly rate of $25 for the town hall. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I move that we reappoint Brandy Hanasoski as recreation director with a yearly stipend of $512.50. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
You want to do that?
Okay, fire department. I'll make a motion to reappoint Mike Tolman as part-time fire chief at a yearly salary of $22,816.50, a 2.5% raise, payable biweekly.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. I'll make a motion to accept the fire chief's recommendation of a 2.5% pay increase for 2026. The firefighters paid increase at 2.5%. Vicki Dole's pay at 2.5% raise.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Do we determine how much money we're moving from the general fund?
We're going to get to that in a minute.
Okay. It's not yet.
Fire department secretary full-time. I'll make a motion to appoint Vicki Dole as a safety officer. Her yearly salary is $1,200, payable in December of each year. A second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Road department.
I make a motion to appoint Rick Ingram as road department superintendent. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I make a motion to reappoint Sarah Jusco as the road department secretary and fiscal office assistant as needed. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
He's
going to do that?
I make a motion to advertise for bids for all materials for the road department, limestone, cold and hot patch, dust control, cinders, salt, fuel. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Bids are to be advertised twice, once in the News Herald and once on the township website, which will meet the bidding requirements. Bids are to be opened at the second meeting in February 2026 at 6 p.m. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're going to be appointing different trustees to be sort of the buck stops person for different functions. But I think it's our intention, all three of us, to kind of be up on what's going on for everything. But again, there needs to be a buck stops person. The road department will be Roy Gregg. The fire department and cemeteries will be Rich Van Pelt. I will do recreation events and zoning. Roy will do recreation softball. And we're adding a couple of new areas. One is administration. That's going to encompass things like human resources, policy and procedure, grant writing, records management. And I will be taking that role. And then we're going to try to pull a little bit of facilities away from the road guys so they can be focused on being road guys. And so we're going to have a category called facilities, which we'll be focusing more on. Although Roy's been kind of doing the hands-on work, you will notice the ceiling is once again looking pretty good. And you've got to stay off that roof, dude. I'll be taking that role for facilities. But again, we're all three going to be kind of up on all the different areas. So I move that those departments be headed as they are listed in the agenda. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting dates for the year 2026 shall be as follows: at 6 p.m. at the community center. And they're listed in as listed in the agenda. So I move that those be approved.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
You get to pick. This thing about approving temporary appropriations and payroll and or bills, what's that all about?
I'm bad and did not print it out for you tonight. Yeah. I am so sorry. I had emailed it. I can go print them if you would like to.
Is this something that needs to be done tonight?
You need to approve the temporary appropriations that I had sent you.
I got it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So that's going to be a separate action than approving the calendar.
Correct. Yes.
Okay, but the calendar is now approved.
Correct.
I don't. Do you
that
want to
should
talk
have
about
been
the money
lower.
Or do you want
I
me to do
apologize.
The 30,000.
Either way, I can talk about it. I guess as you know, the fire department did not get their levy passed. It was put. They're in a kind of a bind, but we didn't feel that the firefighters should go without a raise. So. We looked at the money that's in the general fund, and we think we can take some of that out. And we decided $30,000 that we could put to the fire department and let them use it for the increase in the pay. There is a downside to it, if you want to call it that. There's a possibility that at some point we won't have that money. So we're really counting on getting the levy passed so that we don't have that problem. So we're going to try and do that. There is enough funds in there right now.
We only spent 85% of appropriations last year. So that meant there was about $80,000 left from
correct.
Last year that did not get spent. And so that's why we felt comfortable taking $30,000 of that to make the fire department whole for the raises for the employees.
Yeah, I was just going to say, there. Besides the carryover that was already in place for general fund to operate, they did not spend their full appropriated amount. And so that is where that $80,000 roughly
extra,
just because it wasn't fully spent last year. So that would have then added into the carryover, and that is why we were able to pull that out to be able to give the firemen raises.
Do you want to talk about the $50,000, $15,000?
Yeah.
This would be a good time while she goes
right.
and gets
while
that.
She's getting that.
So with the new tax reduction made by the commissioners, there was only three townships in the state
in counties
for doing this. They Lake County decided to give the money back to the people, all right, instead of keeping it for the townships and for the county. So according ballpark figures is the general fund's going to lose about $10,000, the fire department's going to lose about $15,000, and the road department's going to get hit for about $50,000. So We're gonna wait and see. Hopefully, they only did that for 1 year, but we don't know that yet. But we did lose approximately $80,000 in the tax rolls.
The commissioners are going to have a public meeting. I believe it's the 26th of January in Mentor.
At Mentor, the Fine Art.
Auditorium.
The auditorium. I don't know a time yet. They've just said that it's on the 26th.
So I plan to go to that so they can explain to us their thinking on this and whether this is going to be a continuing thing or if it's just going to be a one-time thing that they're doing. I know it's a part of a larger picture of figuring out about property taxes in the state of Ohio. I think they have to be realistic about what they're going to do to replace revenue if they're going to take it away from small governments and schools. And it'll be an interesting discussion. But yeah, we're taking a hit here. So we're ready to do the temporary appropriations, payroll, and bills.
We make a motion to accept those dates for
yes.
meetings?
Yeah, we approved that already.
You
the calendar, we did.
Okay.
Is there a problem? Does something
no.
need to change?
No.
Okay.
I just want to make sure we did.
Yes. That one line about January 2nd approves temporary, that should have been underneath that. I apologize.
That's okay. I approve that we accept the temporary appropriations and appointments for 2026. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Pull the vote. Roy Gregg?
Yay.
Linda Burhoney?
Aye.
And Rich Van Pelt?
Aye.
You want to do the bills?
Resolution 2603.
Yes.
I make a motion that we should pay all the bills that are due now. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. You want to do the next one?
I'll make a motion to request tax advance from the county, resolution 2604.
Second?
All in favor?
Do we need to poll a vote with the resolution?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was still writing something else.
That's
poll
okay.
a vote. Roy Gregg?
Aye.
Linda Burhoney?
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt?
Aye. Do we have anything else to do?
Just the audience.
Those are the. We're going to be putting out for bids for the mowing.
We're going to ask for quotes for mowing and spring cleanup.
Cemetery spring cleanup and,
yeah.
and mowing for all of the property we own. So if you know anybody or whatever,
you can
let
make
us
a,
know.
You can make a motion to advertise or to put that out there if you would like.
Do you feel
or
like we need to go this soon? Is February soon
you.
Enough? What do you think, Rich?
For the mowing?
And for the spring cleanup?
Yeah, February, March is fine.
Okay. So there's doesn't have to happen tonight then?
Okay.
No.
Okay. At this time, it's time for you guys to talk if you have anything you want to say. Any questions? Any concerns? Any suggestions? Any complaints?
I have one question. So we have not been in the town hall for zoning meetings for a long time. It looks like they fixed the stairwell. I like it here because there's a restroom and there isn't one over there, but is there any direction on when we should be returning there? Should we continue here for our zoning meetings this year or?
Actually, in this, it said meeting dates for the year 20 shall be as follows at 6 p.m. at the community center. So right now,
so
we're planning on doing
yours here also? Okay. Thank you. We'll follow suit.
We have to get the ramp is done, but the railing has to be continuous. For the handicap accessible. So that is, I talked to Mr. Kreger, and he says, I need good weather for that to do the welding and that because the rail has to be extended. So it's probably not going to be till spring that gets done, you know, because he's got to work outside with the welding and the steel.
Okay.
I'd like to make an announcement. My telephone, if anybody wants to call me, is 440-547-9109, if you want to make that available. Lexi?
Yes.
I don't like social media. I'd rather talk to someone in person. And I will return my calls. My office hours, I was a farmer, I still am a farmer. My office hours are 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., Monday through Sunday. So you may get a call back on 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, but I will call you back.
Okay, anything else? Erica?
I just, since we're talking budgets and levies and stuff, this is for, you know, help the fire department. It's going to come up for roads too, since you're talking about funding going down. These are from back in the November election, but there was, at the time, 2,500 registered voters, of which 2,151 voted for trustees, but only 1,226 voted for the fire levy. So that leaves, 925 that left it blank, a no vote. So a no vote is a no. And it only failed by 90-something. So if 10% of those no vote people voted yes, then it would have passed. So I think it's an education thing. Same is going to happen with the road department.
No, that's a going trend, too. People are coming in and voting for the presidential election, too.
Yes.
They came in to vote for president only. They didn't vote for anything else.
Yeah. But I just want to get it on the record. So it's kind of, I feel like maybe it's so they can say they didn't vote against it. Well, you didn't vote for it either. So it's kind of, but the same is going to happen with the road department.
Well, the way it was on the ballot, it was a little bit confusing. And I think some people just didn't understand what they were voting for, so they just left it blank.
We might want to have a discussion right now about timing for putting on a levy. Because if you do want to do it in May, that has to get done pretty quickly.
February something.
So I don't know what your thinking on that is. We thought that that levy was expiring, but then the chief told us that that had been approved as a renewal last year. So the clock is not ticking quite so loudly in our ears right now. So the question is, do you want to go in May? Do you want to wait for November? What are your thoughts?
Chief, what do you think?
I said throw it back on May. If we go in November and we fail, we're set back another year. So that's the reason behind that. And we have pancake breakfast, education there, and then getting out and going door to door after that, too.
Okay, we know that there's something else going to be on there, so we don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, it's a primary election, so.
So we don't have to pay. But then we need to decide how much we're going to be going for. So we have until February something, right?
It's 90 days before the election. I would have to...
And you have to have two meetings.
And you have to have two meetings.
We have two more meetings in January.
Only one.
Oh, there's only one?
Yes.
Roy's going to be gone. He asked if we would just do one while he's gone.
We can do two, and I can do remote if we need to, if we have to do that.
Before I forget, the one other thing that needed to be on here, I know that we talked about the transfer, but you need to make a motion to approve that transfer.
I move that we transfer $30,000 from the general fund to the fire department to fund their 2.5% raise this year. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
I'm willing to to support the 5. I'm not willing to support the 5.5. That's where I am.
I would agree with that.
Do you want me to go figure out
May?
The exact date?
Yeah.
Give me a second. I have to go.
If that fails, then you got
to shot.
Yeah. Right. Is that going to be enough time, Mike, to get door to door?
Oh, I think so.
Oh boy. Have you looked outside lately?
I know. That's why. I'm...
Okay. Well, if Mike educates me, I'll post.
Yeah,
that'd be a good idea.
I just don't think social media is. I mean, I think that's part of the problem. It's just not as vast as we think it is. Mm-hmm.
I think something that would be helpful is if somehow we could have more input on the wording of what's on the ballot, so it's less confusing.
I asked about that. So, like I said, just getting fired after Leroy Township, I think would have been helpful.
Can I clarify with you that if this 5 mil levy gets approved, that we will then suspend the collection of the one that was renewed last year?
Yeah, we try to push that. You know, that's all in our brochure and all the social media that we did, and even the meetings, is that we would terminate that one. So who's got it. That's why I think you just gotta go door to door so people know, because I think that was some confusion too. People just, not enough people were either reading everything or hearing it or didn't hear it right, didn't read it right, so.
Well, it was confusing because it said $193 increase, but part of that is from the 4.5. So it wasn't 183 more.
Right, it said additional, and that threw people off.
It did look like, wow.
Right.
Now, and it was on the second page of the thing. Are you able to exit that with, or do you have, could have been left blank by accident?
On what page?
Well, when you voted, it was on the second page, the second screen by itself.
Do we have to have a certain kind of language for this, Lexi?
It would, if
we were to vote on it today, does there need to be special language that we use? We have to know what it's going to say.
It was on a separate
one. That's actually in the second one. The exact wording is in the second one.
Oh, okay, so we can vote our intention, but not the exact thing.
Yes, I will go pull it. Just, but before I forget that, that is February 4th. Is 90 days.
What do you want me to
do? So we have to have both the meetings done by
both
that.
Meetings have to be done by February 4th.
And this is not considered constituting.
Thank you.
Just like everyone else.
What do you mean constituting? We're in a meeting.
Right.
It's every time it's done.
As an organization meeting?
It's May, that's a good time.
Another organization.
Oh, yeah. We used to have to do that.
I don't see why not in a still meeting. But that's a good question.
Really,
I don't know the answer about that. I didn't know if you guys wanted to do that. I didn't get an answer back.
Okay.
And if you can do a blanket. But do we want to say anything about that?
No.
Okay.
We can just put gov deals on the agenda for the next.
Okay.
But then you can't probably use them until that resolution is passed. But I gave you language for it.
Yes. Do we? We don't have anything talking to Sarah and Rick, we don't have anything that needs to get on to gov deals right now, correct? Okay.
Just for the future.
Congratulations on your promotion, Rick.
Thank you.
Woohoo!
And Rick, I would like to say, from what I've seen, the road department's been doing a good job on the snow plowing. I don't know if there's any discussion on that, but I think they've been keeping up with it pretty well.
Thank you. I agree. All right, then we need to make a decision on this. I think we better just go ahead and...
Do you want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we put a 5-mil levy on for the fire department for general expenses.
Operations.
Can you
do the actual wording in the next meeting?
Provided that if it passes, we suspend
the
current 4.5. Is that can we include that in the motion?
I will include that, but I don't. We'll have to see what the wording has to be. We may not be able to do that in the next meeting and say that.
I don't believe that can go on the ballot language.
I will confirm with Dante. Because he kind of went back and forth thinking that some laws had changed.
Okay.
And they had just recently changed before we did it last time. And I think that that was part of...
why it was so convoluted?
Correct. So I will ask Dante Lewis. He's the director of the election board. And I will call him on Monday.
There has to be examples of other levies, regardless of fire or anything, that one cancels another one or similar verbiage that maybe could be.
I am very sorry. I didn't hear the first part of what you said.
I said I would assume that there's verbiage that's used in other townships or cities that explains that a little bit, better maybe, or.
Do you mean dropping the one if you put on the other? Yes, I think it's just in how it has to be called an additional or a replacement or
you can't call that just a replacement, but I thought maybe you could say this levy will replace a 4.5.
Well, I mean more what I mean is that past ones that other cities have used
as
examples of
template from somebody else.
Yes.
Verbiage that this one's simple reading and it's legal.
Correct. And the Board of Elections will normally give us this is kind of your guideline, but because that new rule or law had just changed, we did operate off of kind of what we were given, but I am hoping by now that it's been clarified. I guess would be the way to say it.
I think you're going to see a lot more of this in the future because the state legislature just took away the ability to do replacement levies. As you know, levies can only collect the amount of dollars they collect on the day they pass. And so the millage actually drops. In the 4.5 that we just approved last year is only collecting at 2.75. And so it's going to be a significant tax increase if it passes, though not as much as what you were hoping for. But I think you're going to see a lot of political subdivisions when they want to get that millage back up at current value. They're going to have to develop language that lets them suspend the prior one in order to, because they can't call it a replacement levy. I don't know what their thinking was about why they did that, except that people tend to think replacement means renewal, and it really doesn't. So educating voters can be a challenge. So hopefully we'll have success this time.
We'll try our best.
Okay.
So we have a motion on the floor?
Yeah, that's for resolution 2505.
Yes, I'll second that.
2605. Or 2605.
2605.
I apologize.
If that's going to be a resolution, we need a poll?
Yes, I am. Roy Gray?
Aye.
Linda Verhoeven?
Aye.
Rich Van Pelt?
Aye.
Okay. Do we have anything else from the audience today?
You guys have anything else?
We're going to be filming these. We just got the camera tonight, so that's why it wasn't. But the meetings will be available. And we also are talking about doing work sessions. So either before or after the trustees meeting. So that we'll become a little more transparent and figure out what's going on and what everybody's doing and what department. So I can bring Linda and Rich up to date. Rich can bring Linda and I up to date.
So. I'll sit and listen.
Sounds good. Okay, anything else?
Good.
One other thing I did just want to say, just because we just received our statement for the end of the year, just a little thing from the fiscal office. The interest paid year-to-date that we collected this year was $101,995.68.
Nice work.
Good job.
So, well done, Lexi.
Good job.
Thank you.
Did we vote to pay the bills?
Yes,
you did. Did we vote to get the tax advance?
Yes, you
did. Okay, because I'm like, did we do this?
Yes.
That flew by. Okay.
So we're talking levy and voting. What about the electronic sign? What's the status on that?
Same as last meeting. It was the 8-week. It's in production.
Is there like a date that it would be installed that maybe would align with before May or?
Oh, beginning of February, whatever.
It's weather dependent.
Yeah.
We're good with ODOT though?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. We secured our permit from ODOT.
You can put it on there to go to the website though.
You can put see the website, but you can't kind of probably go outside.
I think some people might not have known about it until they walked in that day.
Yeah.
So at least they'll try to.
But yeah, I don't think you make any mention of it. Like
to
let you on there,
vote
yes for it. That's why I'm
going to
put
it out
on here.
I don't know the rule on that. I don't
know.
But
if that sign is not your sign,
that's
a tax. So
we're done.
Sure.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Well, you did it. You got first one under your belt.
Yep.
And now you leave. Lucky you. Yeah, that was hard for me. I appreciate it.
I am sorry that I totally forgot to print these out today. I, 3 o'clock and the IT coming came way faster than...
Look at it. I don't know.